learning, test your learning. Okay, my people, so today I'm just going to do a mental mind map in this episode about learning, and I'm not going to put it in any specific format. And the reason why I'm doing that is because sometimes we stay in a box, and sometimes I know the importance of being organized, but sometimes we're into indoctrinized. Okay, I don't know if that word came out right, but you know what I'm saying. I'm saying that sometime, Bruce Lee said it like this. He said, you have the natural man, I believe, and he said, you have the man that's robotic. He said, you don't want to have either or to the extreme. If you be too natural, that means maybe you don't have no rules, no regulations, and you have a situation. You have the man over here who got too many rules, is always in a box. And sometimes he played like a fool. He become like a robot. We don't want to get brainwashed. So today we're going to be talking about that learning. All right, my people? So let's talk about this learning in the episode. So the first thing I want to talk about today with the learning is distance learning. Okay? Distance learning. Okay? So when you talk about distance learning, that's basically you're still learning something, but you're just learning it from afar. You're just learning it from a distance, okay? But you still got to make sure you test your learning. How do you do that? You can do it by writing it down or explaining it to somebody like I'm explaining to you now. If you can explain the concept or the principle to somebody, then most likely that means you really comprehend it. That means you understand it. And remember that you got to comprehend something before you start trying to remember it. Okay, so don't try to remember it first. Try to comprehend what the information is saying, and then you're working on better techniques in order to memorize. Not memorizing like you were 5 years old and 6 years old, 6 years old, having the old, outdated methods to memorize and comprehend things. We're learning so many fabulous things about how fabulous our mind is. So when we know better, we do better. So if you do test your knowledge like I was just testing mine now, and you feel like you couldn't really explain it because we got a lot of different learners out there. I just gave you another key. Then what you must do is go back to the information. Okay. Go back to the lab and improve yourself. Study the information. Once you're able to do it, then you go back and express it once again, whether it be written or verbal. Okay, share the information and you should be able to take care of that situation. Okay, aside from testing yourself, you also need to remember that testing yourself also connects to what? It connects to hands-on learning. Okay, keep in mind that hands-on learning is one of the most effective ways to learn. It's not the only one, but it's one of the most effective ways to learn. Okay, they did a study and they found out they had two groups. One group was just learning four different blocks. The other groups was learning the four blocks, but they also was participating in some sparring, okay? Or they was doing some random blocks with those four blocks. Instead of doing it the same way every time they came, the instructor at the other group had them do the four blocks any type of way, not just do the high and low first, but do this one when I say it, and anyway. So basically they found out that that's just a better way of using the knowledge when you're learning something. All right, let's go on to the next step. What are you eating? Because even though you're getting it from the internet or you're getting it from the distance, if you're still eating crappy food, how are you still going to be able to allow your mind to move? So blueberries is good. Avocado is good. They got that herb called ginkgo that's good. And if you do what you need to do, then listen, you're going to be able to retain the knowledge faster, and doing the other things combined with it, listen, you're going to be going through the knowledge and you're going to be able to retain it better, okay, and comprehend it better. Let's move on to the next one. Slow down the different things that you know. Take a break on the different things that you know are going to slow down your learning, such as stop studying when you're tired, all right? Take about 30 minutes, then take a break. Okay, this also connects to the brain break. They got something called the alpha mind. And whenever you take a brain break, calm the mind from different stresses that's all around you, they start to see that the knowledge will always stay with you. Okay, so take a brain break. Tap into that alpha mind state. For those who believe it, pray. And then you feel more calm, you're more focused, and a focused mind is a better grind. Okay, let's talk about some other methods before we get ready to go. Okay, guys, so music. You can get a metronome, okay, to make some sounds, and it's supposed to do something to your mind so that as you're learning, you can speed up the metronome. You can also decrease it, and you can also work on your speed reading, which is another tip on how you can better learn, okay? Learning also means that you must learn interactively. So aside from getting a lecture, looking at a video, interact with somebody else in the class, ask questions, okay? Do some reading on a topic or the subject, okay, my people? Mix it up because we learn in so many different ways. And don't forget, this is the best way that we learn. They did the study, they did the research based on how the mind works, and they said these are the best ways for us to learn, more interactive learning. Last but not least, make sure you do some mind maps, okay? Whatever the information that you're getting, make sure you take notes effectively. Make sure you take a mind map, okay? There's actually a specific order that you're supposed to do that in, okay? And you probably will notice if you really want to win. But if I had to just tell you real quick to make sure I'm on point and test myself, I would say the first thing is read the material. Try to do speed reading if possible. Next one, go into, once again, comprehending what you're reading, okay? Comprehend what you're reading, okay? And then the next step is take some notes. Take some notes, all right? If you can do a mind map, do a mind map. Okay, last but not least, take those different steps, advanced steps, in order to memorize the information. Okay, you could be using rhymes, you could be using pegs, you could be using acronyms. Use different things that you know work for you so that you can remember, so that you can remember the information. All right, my people, once again, have a blessed day and reach out to me once again because I'm signing people up for my learning course, okay? This is the not just your average learning course. This is the extraordinary learning course, okay? So if you want to sign up, all right, make sure you hit me up, masterTYE811@gmail.com in the subject line. Make sure you put learning is earning, okay? Or you can leave me a message here. Or you can go over to my Instagram, which is MasterTYE29 on Instagram, okay? Once again, we're going to be learning so many wonderful things about learning. There's an order, and there's some other things that you can do also to boost your learning. This was just the appetizer, but very good information. People, continue to learn, continue to earn. Peace and love.
Dwelling us. I sit in your unknown class while you're failing us. I failed your class cause I ain't with your